All right, another episode of Inside Out. Today we're with a very special guest. Please introduce yourself.
I'm John Parker. I'm the solution architect on KBB.com.
Excellent. And for people who don't know what that is, can you
explain? It's at KellyBlueBooks.KBB.com. We do used car values, new car values, car information, general car information.
Excellent.
It's the probably the highest trafficked automotive site in the U.S. right now.
Awesome. So you have a lot of data,
mm-hmm.
and you have to scale because you have a lot
Definitely.
Of web requests.
Yes.
So Azure. We move Azure into this picture. That work?
We are going to use Azure temporarily as a starting point to as our hotspot failover. So currently we have two data centers. We have one in Irvine and one in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Manage your own data centers?
Yes, currently manage our own data centers, and it's a giant headache, right? So what Azure provides us is the ability to offload that onto someone else, kind of free up those resources that are working on the operations of that to do other stuff in the company. So it's pretty cool. Right now we'll be using it as a failover.
Interesting. So can you explain a little bit what you mean? So failover meaning one data center goes down, you're going to have always uptime because
right.
Azure will just kick in.
Exactly. So we have a GTM that directs all of our traffic to our Las Vegas data center most of the time. When we do a deployment, which we do every week, a code deployment or an emergency deployment, we actually bring that site down and bring up a site in Irvine, California. So the GTM actually we just change who it points to.
Okay.
So instead of maintaining that site in Irvine, we'll be using a Azure instead. So we'll be pointing to Azure.
And all of this happens, I would assume, automatically.
Yeah, it's seamless to the end user. So you just get we don't really store any session state or anything. It's kind of a stateless app. You're always carrying around your requests and stuff with you. So when you get bounced from server to server, you don't really know.
Cool. And this will actually be a really good test for Azure, given the amount of volume that you guys have.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have.
So
we'll have to monitor it closely.
we don't
know. What the.
So is this an ASP.NET app that you guys are running out there?
Yeah, it's a completely managed app. .NET 3.5. We're MVC. We're actually moving most of our code to MVC. About half of it's done.
Okay.
Should be done within the next year with the whole site as an ASP.NET MVC app.
Sweet. That'll make Scott Guthrie very happy.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's been really good. The MVC is a lot easier to work with than what we had before. So
I want to ask a question from the sort of, at PDC we have a business model we're announcing. We've already talked about it on Channel 9 and other places. But so in some sense, if you have this two giant, let's say they're two giant data centers and you do, let's say 1 million visits a day. These aren't real numbers. I'm making this up. So you're going to have this third data center, sort of virtual data center as far as you're concerned, as Azure, that will come on when, say, these two go down, or when it's this time and this one go down, whatever your logic is.
Yes.
But again, these are giant data centers. So my question is that you're going to pay for 10,000 nodes or 1,000 nodes that you may use once in a while.
Yeah, that's another reason we're looking at Azure is because the elasticity Azure provides once we actually get everything on Azure really fits our traffic patterns, right? So we're really busy certain days of the week and certain times of the day and not busy at other times. So we have all this huge amount of capacity that we've built out, which is underutilized about 8 hours out of the day.
Okay.
Or it's actually highly utilized 8 hours of the day and the other 16 hours, it's not doing anything, right?
Perfect.
So what we can do with Azure is, it allows us to scale. And also, there's a weekly traffic pattern as well, right? So we're busy at the beginning of the week, not so busy at the end of the week, things like that. So we can tune down the amount of capacity we have at Azure and get some ROI out of that. We'll get some savings
Understood.
In terms of capacity.
So dynamic scalability
it's important for us,
the important stuff for you as opposed to computation on demand.
Right. But we also, we do have certain spikes that are kind of unexpected sometimes. So the ability to scale out quickly and seamlessly is important too without actually having to have a physical person go out there and put another server in, right?
Okay. So a question I would have, like most traditional client server applications, you're going to have a SQL server or whatever your database is on some network. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have your middle tier, which is what people experience on the web. So how does that work with the Azure model, right? Are you using SQL Azure or Azure? Yeah. I can't believe
we'll
I just said Azure. It's Azure.
We'll be using SQL Azure as the, as the database.
And it's a one-to-one correlation with the current real database that you have? Not real database, but...
It's a specialized version. Pretty much everything SQL Azure can do right now is what we use. We're not doing anything special on SQL Server. We don't run any CLR or anything like that inside SQL Server, so we're able to port our database over completely.
Awesome.
And we actually have it up there already, and we've done some testing on it. So.
Now how's it doing?
It's doing well. The BCP, they just did for CTP2, I guess. They gave us a little preview of that and a little access because we had some issues with it being a little slow to begin with in CTP1. And it's actually faster than anything we have on site, so on premises or in our data centers.
Right on. So you're confident that Azure will be able to scale to your needs?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
We're pretty confident that we can use it as a full production backup.
So you're initially starting it as a backup. Are you ever going to think about getting rid of your data centers and just using something like cloud computing?
Yeah, that's
services.
That's the intent, I think. Down the road, we've had the finance guys kind of look at it and do some ROI, and there's definitely positive ROI in doing that. Mm. Being able to. There's some issues around taxes and stuff like that we have to figure out. But definitely in the future, our plan is to move everything to the cloud.
Interesting.
So we'll see.
All right.
Once it's in production, once Azure is in production.
So now you're a member of the TAP program?
Yeah, actually are building a demonstration for TAP right now.
Cool.
So we should have...
something by PDC?
Yeah, we should have something for PDC to demo.
Good. So maybe we'll have a demo on Channel 9.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Because we'll be down there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So. I mean, I think one of the things that would be nice to see, a great demo would be hitting one of your data centers with like a bunch of requests and whatnot, and then turn it off and see what happens. Mm-hmm. So that's also going to be testing your own kind of switching system. But then how does Azure do? Can the user even tell? Mm. Which is kind of cool. I mean, because Azure, in some sense, is a completely virtual, as far as you're concerned, it's a virtual data center. There is no data center as far as you're concerned.
Exactly.
But there is.
Right.
It's our concern.
There's a huge data center,
yeah.
Right? So one of the other things, too, is that since we're a nationwide company, we tend to have this affinity toward people on the West Coast. So if you come to our site from the West Coast, it's really fast. But if you come to our site from New York or Boston or one of those other big cities, there is a little bit of latency you can see. And we see that in our keynote numbers. So one of the things we'll be looking at, too, with Azure is to see how that, you know, how it's balanced out through the U.S. and the different data centers, if it actually helps solve that issue.
Excellent. I'm sure it should. I mean, the latency issue, is a physics problem.
Yeah, I mean.
So the closer you are to the server, it should be a less latency.
Yeah. Hey. So, I mean, we have a CDN with all of our images and stuff, so the images come over.
Oh,
fast.
You have a CDN?
Yeah, we do use a CDN for images and stuff like that, but the actual code itself is...
The actual web servers.
Yeah, the actual HTML and stuff getting sent down the wire. It'll be interesting to see if
you could store your JS and HTML on your CDN, man.
Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
Actually, we do that right now. So
cool. Well, that's what we do on Channel 9.
Oh, is it?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we put basically everything on our CDNs because it's geolocated, including all of our, obviously, all of our media, streaming media and files, downloadable media, blah, blah, blah. That has an impact, but again, it's not 100% guarantee that it's going to be faster just because it's sort of closer.
Yeah,
we've run into some
issues.
Always,
routing and stuff, it gets funky, right?
Totally. Which Azure is not going to be able to solve that problem.
Yeah.
Maybe, though.
Maybe down the road they'll have another feature. Similar to what I think Akamai has an offering where they'll cache the quickest route to your data, or to your to your media, to your images.
Yeah.
Once someone hits it, and then everybody else uses that quickest route.
Okay. Well, they're a great. They've always been a very great service.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you for coming on Channel 9 and letting us know
how
Blue Book is using
KellyBlueBooksKBB.com.
Yes, is using Azure.
Okay.
I think it's awesome, man.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks.